National coverage of Vermont's heroin problem has snowballed. Just this week, an NBC News series focused on it.
The number of people dying from a heroin overdose in Vermont more than doubled in just 1 year. All over the state, there are waiting lists to get into treatment clinics.
The coverage has much to do with the contrast between heroin addiction and Vermont's idyllic image, an image that tourist-dependent businesses rely on to attract visitors. Tori Osula with the Vermont Chamber of Commerce says businesses she works with are keeping an eye on whether the coverage will hurt tourism.
I do think that there is some concern. However, people seem to be sitting back and taking a wait-and-see approach.
So far, there's no indication that Vermont has lost any allure as a destination. When 250 representatives of the state's tourism industry gathered in Manchester last week, there was a request for a show of hands from those who had fielded questions about the heroin problem. No hands were raised. Willie Docto of Moose Meadow Lodge in Waterbury was part of a panel discussion at the gathering.
It's not an issue currently, but it's good that we recognize there is a problem and that we can be prepared should it arise as an issue for tourism.
At least a few potential visitors have raised the issue, though. A recent post on a popular travel forum reads, "My family with two little ones was planning to spend a week renting a house in Manchester this summer. Are there drug-related crime issues there? Is this problem something visitors need to be concerned about?" Fears about safety are what worry Anne-Marie DeFriest, who owns the Round Barn Inn in Waitsfield. DeFriest says as a mother, she's long been concerned about the impact of drug abuse on her community. Now she's wondering if the national coverage will diminish some of Vermont's appeal to visitors.
That could impact, it could shade, it could put a damper on the branding and the image of Vermont that we've all worked so hard to preserve.
The Vermont Department of Tourism and Marketing says there are currently no plans to change or add to the way the state is marketing itself to potential visitors. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.